Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Vex. This is the Vex on Vex podcast, episode number 2, featuring the band Pagan. Dun, 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 dun. Now, if you listen to the previous episode, there's this slight annoying hum in the background because I, Corey, had an adjustment issue with the system. However, we have fixed the issue, and now we can have a hum-free podcast.
Oh, those are my favorite.
All right, introduce yourself, because maybe they just heard this podcast. They have no fucking idea who you are. So who am I speaking to?
I am Mike Belinsky.
No, I am Mike Belinsky.
Oh, I love your impression of me, sir.
No, I'm Corey.
Hi, Corey. What are you doing in the band Pagan?
I am their rhythm guitarist.
Who's the lead guitarist?
His name is Chris.
Really?
Christian.
Oh, it's fucking a little different. I was like, the fuck is Chris?
When did this happen?
So, Mike, what
Breaking news on the Vax on Vax podcast.
There's a new lead guitar player. His name is Chris. He's influenced heavily by Blink 182.
As we all are.
No, we aren't. All right, so this is what I hate about having a podcast, is you gentlemen started talking about politics off microphone. So fuck that shit. We're on microphone. You asked Corey a question, Michael. What was that question?
Were you surprised when Trump was elected?
And I responded with absolutely.
How come?
Because he's an asshole.
No, but you know it's kind of a racist country, don't you? I mean, you're not really.
What country?
I mean,
didn't we get rid of racism?
No, it's totally back. I'll give you an example.
Yeah, it's like better now.
I'm a Caucasian.
Okay.
Male.
All right.
So I can sexually molester. I can be prolific rapist like Bill Cosby. And I can be racist as fuck because Trump is president, technically. So I think I'm okay right now. Thoughts? Look at your faces. You're just staring at me blankly.
No, I think you're right. And,
but. Yeah,
you're
right.
And you're right. Yeah, America.
America. Corey.
I am a Puerto Rican male.
Are you full-blooded Puerto Rican?
I am, yes.
So like a half-breed or something weird? Like
No. My mother, I was born in Puerto Rico. My father was born in Chicago, but...
Chi-town. Hey. Did you ever see Windy City Heat?
No.
Mr. Belinsky,
have you No, seen? I have not.
Are you guys fucking serious?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. We're going to pause this motherfucker right now and you're
watching an entire movie?
Yes.
And then come back to the... And then we'll never speak about Windy City Heat. Wanted us to have seen that movie.
All right, gentlemen, bear with us. All right, that was a brief break. Now, ladies and gentlemen in podcast land, I made Michael Belinsky and Corey from the band Pagan listen and watch the trailer to the movie Windy City Heat. What did you guys think of the trailer?
Well, first off, the guy who was doing most of the talking sort of sounded like me, so I was into it. And also had an amazing hat, right? Am I the only one who thought that?
No. I'll get to that. What did you think, Corey?
It looked lovely.
All right, so here's what happened. The gentleman who I believe does the warm-ups for the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, he's a comedian, okay? And he works on the show. He has been fucking with the star of Windy City Heat, the guy with the hat, Perry, for like 20 fucking years. And they have a friend who they call Mole, who's a regular guy who wears a crazy retarded wig only in the presence of the Perry guy. And they just fuck with him. And Mole's like, oh, how you doing? I'm Mole. And he like fucks everything up and he falls on people. They literally got a budget and they told him, oh my God, you're going to be a huge fucking action star. And he's like, for real? And they're like, yes, for real. You're going to be a star. He's like, that's amazing. I'm so happy. And they just made this movie fake. They didn't even, it's not real. It's a comedy, a documentary of them fucking with him while he thinks he's in a huge fucking movie. For real.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Shit like the longest prank.
Bobcat Goldthwait is the director in the movie, and he's like, I don't say action, you know. So when I'm ready, I go act, just act. And so like shit like that, right? Fucking they come in. Who's the? Oh my God, I had his name on the tip of my tongue. Who is that comedian who's very overrated? Who was running around with his shirt off in like 2005?
Running around with his shirt on.
Who was the most famous comedian like 10 years ago? And then he vanished off the face of the earth.
Oh, Dane Cook?
Dane Cook's in the movie before he's famous. He's one of the guys fucking with him. And then at the end of the whole thing, they have this giant, crazy, weird, fucked up broadcast. Like, they're supposed to be stunned people. They throw him inside of a fucking dumpster filled with horse shit. Like, cause it's an action sequence. And, like, they just fuck with him for, like, weeks. Weeks filming a fake movie called Windy City Heat, right? they go to the premiere, and a guy comes out who's supposed to be the president of show business, and he gives him a special award. And the guy totally falls for it. He's like, I can't believe the president of show business showed up, man. He gave me an award for my movie, and it's so great. And Perry honestly believes that he's like De Niro. He is not. So I'm going to put you back on hold for a second podcast and make these guys watch more shit, and we're going to come back, and we're going to discuss. Please bear with us. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Vex on Vex podcast. Now, I've just had these gentlemen watch like clips on YouTube of Scary Perry and Don Barris fucking with him, the guy from the Jimmy Kimmel Live show. What are your thoughts of this scenario?
Well.
That's it, well? You're so bad at this. Keep going.
It was very fun to watch, and I'm almost jealous. I never thought of the idea myself.
It's conceptually kind of cool. Like, Mike, what do you think?
I think it's kind of amazing. I'm a prank person. I don't do them anymore. Because I feel like I needed to retire after my last one, which was taking a wealthy friend's house and posting it online as a bed and breakfast, which included creating merchandise for the bed and breakfast.
You made merchandise? Yeah. You spent your own money?
Still
like hats and t-shirts?
Totally worth it. There was mugs and stuff saying he spent a night there, and people were contacting him, and the bed and breakfast cost $1 a night.
Oh!
Was the better part of it. But I love stuff like this. So I'm probably going to go and watch that tonight.
Now, I believe the entire film at this point is just on YouTube. You can just go watch like an hour and a half. It's so fucking good. So there's a sex scene in the movie, and that guy, his character's name is Stone. He's like, all right, I want to have sex. And the girl who comes in is like stacked and she's beautiful. And then it's like time for the sex scene. And they're like, well, listen, you know, we're going to like really have sex here because like, you know, I'm Bobcat, and I want to be like a racy director, and we're going to make it real. And then he goes to like kiss her and stuff. And they're like, all right, cut. And he's like, what? And they're like, all right, stunt cock. And he's like, what? He's like, I'm sorry, man. This is a stunt. Like, you're going to have sex. You're the star of the movie. You can't fuck her. And she's really beautiful, right? And he's like, what do you mean? What do you mean I can't fuck her? Like, she's really hot. Ah! And then this guy comes in, and he's not allowed in to see it, right? And they come out, and she's like, oh, here's my number. Oh, call me. And he's like, I could have fucked her. Oh, my God. Like, just little things like that. And they have him a fucking trailer. Like, he really thinks he's a movie star the entire time. It's, like, the greatest movie. We did this weird tour down south, and one of the drummers who was in the band at the time made us watch that on a loop on the bus for, like, 12 hours. And it was really funny the first two times. But hour four, you're like, can we not watch this anymore?
So many, many years ago, I have a similar movie thing. Many, many years ago, with a previous band, we were playing March Metal Meltdown, which was outside of the Meadowlands.
March Metal Meltdown.
Yeah, you said it way better than I did.
Oh, thank you.
Which was outside of the Meadowlands, and they got us a suite. So I invited a couple of the other bands who were like sleeping in their vans to come and sleep in our suite. So the next morning, we're getting everything together. And because I was incredibly intelligent, on my rider at that time was boxes of Lucky Charms. So we're all eating Lucky Charms. And James and the Giant Peach came on TV. And we all started watching it. And we actually held up the show because I had members from like five different bands who were on the bill that day, all in my suite watching James and the Giant Peach.
It's an excellent movie.
Yeah, so we held up an entire festival to watch James and the Giant Peach.
I feel left out. I've never seen the movie.
Ha, ha, ha.
Are you kidding? So what year did James and the Giant Peach come out?
I don't know, man.
What girl was I fucking that year that I wasn't watching movies called James and the Giant Peach? In the 90s? Yeah. So, like, television and stuff, I missed. Like, I discovered that vaginas would let me have sex with them in 1990. I was like, wait.
Not the girls, just their vaginas.
Just the vaginas. And then I was like, I can have sex with her. I mean, so then I didn't watch TV again until like, I don't know, 2002 or something. You know, the first time I watched TV again, I think, is when Ozzy had that stupid TV show, which is like 2002. And that was like, I guess I'm back, you know. But a good 12-year run there.
What did you think of that show? Because you're an Ozzy fan.
I was so happy. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, it was a little exploitive and weird, right? But it got someone who I adored back into the lexicon. If you remember correctly, the Lollapalooza tour was a big deal in the 90s, and they wouldn't let Ozzy be a part of it. You recall that, right?
Yeah.
Because of that, Ozfest existed.
Psychotica was on it, though.
And then Lady Gaga took everything they did on that tour and took it to a bigger tour. Not that we're bitter, but for real. So he was snubbed, then he had Ozfest, but it was like not really respected. When you have George Bush and his mother were like huge fucking Ozzy TV show fans, I felt vindicated that Ozzy's the way, the truth, and the light. Or is that somebody else?
No, we can go with Ozzy.
Okay.
Have you ever met Ozzy?
No, no. I'm a fanboy. He's not going to fucking meet me. It's like Henry Rollins was a huge fanboy, but they didn't know. So Henry Rollins was going to interview him for some magazine. So he meets Ozzy. He's like, Ozzy, what were you thinking in 1970 when you made the first Black Sabbath record? And he's like, I don't know. I was drunk. I have no idea what you're saying. Who are you? You know what I mean? So yeah, I've never met Ozzy. Have you met Ozzy?
Yes.
Explain.
I was a kid. My grandparents came and took me out of school. I had a friend who worked at a record store.
Wait, hold on. I was a kid. And my grandparents came and took me out of school.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, finish that story.
I had a friend who worked at a record store, and he got me a VIP pass for a Black Sabbath in-store signing for their reunion album. So my grandparents came, picked me up from school. I skipped the huge line of people that was outside, much
what
to their
year did you graduate
disappointment.
High school?
I graduated high school in 2000.
Oh, okay. So you were a high schooler.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was in high school. They came, pulled me out of school, and I got to go in and meet Black Sabbath.
And?
And everybody was super nice and really gracious to me, even their like 16th best drummer. And you kind of like worked your way through. Like I met Bill Ward first, then I met Geezer Butler and Tony Iommi. And it was really cool. Like they actually like took the time to be like, wow, you're really young. You know, how did you start listening to Black Sabbath? What's your favorite song? Like asking me questions and stuff. And very personable. It was great. Then I got to Ozzy.
Yes.
And they were all signing my CD and everything. Tony gives the CD to Ozzy. He just kind of like stares at it and starts to write, gets OZZ, goes off the page.
That's Ozzy.
And he's clearly asleep at this point and still has my CD in his hand. And a security guard comes up to me and because other people are trying to get through because they need to start the actual crowd coming in after the VIP people. And the security guard's like, all right, kid, you got to move on. I was like, I'm not leaving without my CD. He's like, come on, kid. I was like, I'm not leaving without my CD. Like, Ozzy has my fucking CD. So Tony Iommi had to like shake Ozzy awake to give me my CD back.
Tony, what are you doing? Oz, write the Y. Write the little Y, Oz. Tony, I'm sleeping. Fuck.
Yeah, Ozzy. So my Ozzy experience, he's like, hey. And then like dozed off.
My little fantasy. Before they got back together in 2011, was it just call Tony Iommi and be like, listen, how about me and you just go out and do the first four Sabbath records and just go on tour and do that shit. And we'll get a drummer and we'll use Geezer. It'll be glorious. And then they got back together and I fucked everything up.
So you did say get a drummer, though.
Yeah, I'm not dumb. Bill had degenerated. I don't know. Why do you hate Bill Ward so much?
I don't hate him. He's just not my favorite drummer of Sabbath.
You know, he invented that, though. That's a jazz, heavy rock fusion that he invented.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there's something to be said for that.
No, and I mean, when they did the 13 album, which is a really, really important album in their catalog because it makes you respect Devil You Know so much more.
I don't like that record.
Which one?
Devil You Know.
I just thought it was okay when it first came out. And the problem was my expectations were really high for it. They were way too high for whatever the album was going to be. But then 13 came out and I was like, Devil You Know was fucking amazing.
There's one really good song on 13. Of course, I can't remember what the fucking name of it is. That's fucking upsetting.
Of course there was, because it was off their first four records.
I think the name of the song was Loner that I liked off that record.
Yeah, no, it was called NIB.
Why would you say that?
Because it's NIB.
Some people say, I love that song, man.
No, yeah, both of the versions are great.
Even that new version called Loner, that's fucked up, man. I don't know if I respect that decision, sir.
What? Which part?
All of it.
Mine or theirs?
Yours.
Why?
I don't know.
I was promised a new Black Sabbath record, and what I got was rehashes of old songs with new lyrics.
They wheeled in the guy who brought us fucking Run DMC to produce. Did you really think that was going to go anywhere?
Weirdly, I thought that that was going to be a better pairing. I don't know why. That wasn't based on anything.
All right, Corey, you're so left out of this, and I apologize for that.
No, you're good.
Were you ever a Limp Bizkit fan when you were a kid?
No, not really.
That's so ironic. Okay. So Limp Bizkit releases the first record, which I'm not even lying to you, is really fucking good. To this day. That $3 Bill Y'all is a really good record. Then they make Significant Other. I like Significant Other. It's not as good as $3 Bill Y'all. But, you know, Nookie's on it. It was a good tune, whatever. Good record. They get that guy. What's his fucking name from Run DMC fame?
Rick Rubin.
They bring in Rick Rubin to fucking produce a record. Because at the time, he had made the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You don't even know who the fuck they are, do you?
I do, yes.
Blood Sugar Sex Magik. Any idea what I'm saying? He's you're lying. When did that come out? What songs were on that record? Liar.
I can't tell you that.
Exactly.
The best Red Hot Chili Peppers record's One Eye Minute. Everybody knows that. I'm just trying to make people mad.
Poor Dave Navarro.
You know what? I don't blame him for that record. Like, it was just a departure record. And I'm not even kidding. I do like that record. I think there's more good stuff on it than not.
I remember that stupid video with all the little fucking boats. It was the airplane. Is that a cover? Airplane's a cover.
No. No.
Yeah, I think it is.
No.
We're going to put you on hold and we're going to do a little searching here. Please bear with us in podcast land.
You're and others.
Wait. All right. Welcome back to the podcast. So I didn't believe Mike. I said that the airplane song was definitely a cover. He said it was definitely my Red Peppers. So we asked Google who wrote the song, right? They read off Anthony Kiedis, Chad Smith, Dave Navarro, and others. So Flea is literally referred to as others. Now, you don't know who the Flea is because you're 12, but Flea is a phenomenal bass player.
I'm aware of that, actually.
And the cornerstone of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and he's like, and others.
I like that Dave Navarro got a name check.
Like, for real.
Dave Navarro was in the band for one album.
The guy from fucking Tattooed fucking, what is it? Babe, what's that movie? What's that show called? What? The Dave Navarro Tattoo show we watch all the time. Ink Master, the Ink Master guy. See, that's cool. My wife's off microphone, but you can still hear her because they're the fucking really sensitive microphones. So, were you ever into the Peppers ever, Corey?
Yeah, I am.
Tell me.
No, I am. They're good, and I listen to a lot of their songs and stuff like that. I'm not really good with album names. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Let's make a rule between us, brother. The next time I ask you a question, don't rub your head and move your arm. I'm fucking with you.
I was like, I don't remember doing any of that stuff.
You did just do that, right?
I don't know. I wasn't looking.
That like that movement you're doing. But as you're talking, you're like, look. No, you have to talk here. I'm just fucking with you, man. Corey hates me, by the way. The first encounter we had, I thought was all positive and nice.
Yeah.
He'd be my Ed McMahon.
It's in the movie.
It's in the movie. What's the name of the movie?
Our Summer Vacation.
So as of today's date, which doesn't matter because it's coming out way after the fact, where is the ranking of Our Summer Vacation in relation to Amazon?
Oh, I have no idea where it's at today.
I thought you were kind of researching all that stuff and keeping a tab.
I was. Not today, though.
Not today so much. Today's Corey Day. It's very, very busy. So, Corey, you had mentioned you have a stepchild.
Have I? I mentioned it to you, yes.
What the fuck have I? Yes, that's what how that works. Yes.
That is a crazy segue. Wait, all right. He was like, tell me your favorite Red Hot Chili Peppers songs are, so you have a stepchild.
Yeah, that's
I
a do, segue. Yes. So how old is the child?
She's 5. She's actually turning 6 soon.
Oh, so she's in kindergarten, right?
Correct.
That's
first
nice.
Year.
Oh, so wait, there's no nursery school?
No, we had a daycare previously before.
How much did that cost you? Was that expensive?
Yes.
I don't like that daycare shit. Fuck that.
They're fucking thieves.
Baby, you're not being interviewed. My wife is trying to yell at us about daycare. Baby, we don't pay for daycare.
I used to pay for daycare.
No, you literally stay at home and watch the child while I go to work.
I do because I can't go walking.
I literally have a homemaker housewife thing happening here.
Yeah,
that's all right, though. We're good. So, you're with your girlfriend 3 years, you said?
Yes.
What do you think of her?
Of my girlfriend?
Yeah, your girlfriend.
No, she's wonderful. She's an amazing person. Actually, she's currently a stay-at-home mom as well.
Oh, my God. So you support the family?
By myself, yes.
Oh, my God.
It's a new thing, though.
What do you do?
I'm a pharmacy technician.
We discussed this in the previous episode. Yeah, sorry. I didn't remember, though, because, I'm a dick, so I apologize. But pharmacy technician. So, wait, you have an apartment?
Yeah, we rent a house.
And a car payment?
Correct.
Wow. And you're supporting this woman and her child?
Correct.
And they get no support from the father?
No, the father actually passed away.
Holy shit, how'd he die? Oh.
Too excited.
Oh.
All right, we're going to really get into this.
Yes. So.
No one has ever been as excited about death.
Oh, my God. He's young. How'd he die?
He overdosed.
It's always drugs, right?
It's always drugs, right?
So what kind of drugs was it?
It was heroin.
What kind of drugs? What kind of money? Now, Mike, did you get that reference?
No.
The Room.
Oh.
What kind of money? You're not my fucking mother. Oh, I love that movie so fucking
much.
It is
a good movie.
You didn't even get the reference.
That was another perfect segue, though.
Yes.
Well, we're just going to... So, all right. Heroin?
Yeah, he overdosed on heroin.
That's
at least that's their belief. I never actually saw
the... Now, was that in a different part of the country before she moved here?
Yeah. He's in Indiana, so...
Stop with the popping on a goddamn... Like, on a podcast, no less. Is that like a nervous thing you do when like bald men are assaulting you?
I mean...
No, is that what it is?
It might be. It very well might be.
Is it because I'm just black? This doesn't wash off. I stay this color.
Yeah, I just formed that habit actually right now.
Yeah, okay. Don't do that habit. That's a bad habit. So he passed away. Does the baby remember him at all?
No, so he hasn't been in her life at all. And so before me and Paige actually officially got together, like I would go down there and visit and stuff like that.
Did you say before we officially got together?
Yeah.
So you were just kind of like hanging around our house holding your penis and walking around in circles? Like you weren't together?
I mean, basically.
Oh my God, you admitted to another felony. Oh, Michael, teach us, young man, not to admit to felonies. Anyway. Yeah.
Allegedly.
So wait, how'd you meet her online? Through what, like AOL or some shit creepy?
No, no, it was actually a chat roulette website.
What the fuck does that mean? You have to I'm an old man.
So my creepy wife knows what that means. I'm going to recommend most people to stay away from it, unless you want to see a lot of dicks. That's totally up to you, though. So what it is, it's a website where you go on and you can talk to people via cam and stuff like that. There's chatting apps, and you don't have to like have a microphone or anything like that. And you can talk to them, and you can have a button to hit to next, like the next person, and it just randomly connects you to another person on that website.
It's like a roulette.
You don't know who you're talking to or where they are in the world.
And it's usually dudes jerking off.
It's always dudes jerking off.
I mean, half of the time.
So wait, are you guys engaged?
No, we are not.
Do you have a plan to get engaged or something? She's not going to hear this because no one listens to this podcast.
In the future.
No, what the fuck, in the future? What does that mean?
You know. When it's time.
Look, did you... All right, this is fucked up. I know you didn't see this movie. Did you ever see Jerry Maguire?
Yes, actually.
You saw Jerry Maguire?
Yes.
That's insane to me. Okay, so who's Cuba Gooding Jr. and Jerry Maguire?
I mean, I
guess... He's like, I didn't actually watch the fucking movie. I saw the box there at my mom's house. Hello? So Cuba Gooding Jr. is an African-American wide receiver in the NFL in the film.
Okay.
He is managed by Tom Cruise, who's playing Jerry Maguire. They're discussing the fact that Tom Cruise is going to have sexual relations with a woman. Ironically enough, the girl from Empire Records. How cool is that?
Not the hot one.
Oh. No, she's not. At the time, she's the hot one.
Well, to Vex, the hot one.
Yeah, but this is before she becomes Bridget Jones' Diary and gets really fat. I don't understand that. So anyway, I never saw this movie, so I really shouldn't comment. I caught my wife watching one the other day, and I wanted to cry. I cried myself to sleep. It was so awful. So anyway... He says
Jerry Maguire or Bridget Jones Diary?
Bridget Jones Diary. I like Jerry Maguire, I guess. I haven't seen him in like 22 fucking years or something. Yo, I remember seeing her in mom jeans, but they're back in style now. You want something fucked up? Do you know what Doc Martens are, Corey?
I do not, no.
Don't hit the table.
Wait, Michael!
What the fuck is going on? You have to explain it to
me. Moving right along, Cuba Gooding Jr. tells Jerry Maguire in the film that he cannot shoplift the pootie. So you can't fuck a chick with a kid unless you have, like, these intentions to, like, be, like, you know, family man or some shit.
Correct.
So when you get married, come on.
So, I mean, I do have plans to do it in the future.
That's really nice, for real.
When we're more stable and stuff like that, maybe after we get our own place and stuff like that, because I do have intentions to adopt Summer as my own as well.
Oh, that's expensive. Good for you.
I know.
Actually, can I ask a dumb question? Don't get offended.
Sure. No, I'm good.
You don't have to adopt her because the father's never going to show up and be like, give me my kid. My needles are done because he's gone. So, like,
correct.
Why waste the money?
It's more
put it towards a college fund.
Well, it's more for adopting her because we want to legally change her name when me and Paige get married so that we all have the same family name.
It'll be cheaper for you to change the name.
Will it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I've changed my name. My name was fucking Vex. Who's going to name their kid Vex? Let's be realistic with this sentence. But I changed it. No, for real.
Well,
what did your father do for a living?
He was actually a roofer.
You're fucking lying to me.
No.
You're lying to me.
No.
I'm a roofer, Mike. Did you know that?
I heard something.
I think
there was a rumor.
So wait, he doesn't roof anymore?
No, he has a lot of medical issues that cause
him. Ah, that's because he's a roofer.
Yeah. So he roofed when he was younger. Then he briefly took a break from it and started working for like a furniture company. And then eventually went back to roofing when he got a little older.
Did he fall off the roof or something?
No. He has diabetes and that caused a whole shitload of things.
No, that happens. That happens. Bad diet or just the way it is?
I don't know. Because
is he a heavy guy?
He was a heavy guy, but that was after he developed diabetes.
Sure.
So I'm actually not 100% sure because when he was younger, he was actually really fit. So I don't know what roofer that line. Sure.
I want to just meet your dad. He's from Chicago and he's a fucking roofer. I got to party with your dad. Like
you don't want to meet my dad.
Why?
Oh, I don't talk to him anymore.
Oh my God, that's so creepy. You're disowned from your family or something?
No. He left our family.
Yeah, roofer. I tell you. Then the pizza
guy. Your wife can hear you. Don't be like roofers.
Jay, don't trust the pizza guy. It ends badly. It just ends badly. So your is there a stepdad in the picture or something?
No.
So what's your mom?
I mean, Mike.
What?
Mike is my stepfather now. No,
you're just banging kidding. The mom? Is that true? I didn't know you were really banging the mom.
No.
No, because you're shoplifting the booty. We just discussed this previously. Like, this is a fucking
round. No, I'll adopt Corey. I would love to go to court with you and just be like, I'm adopting this 24-year-old man.
Did you guys ever see Behind the Candelabra?
Yes.
You saw it, Corey? Yeah, did you ever see
it? I have not.
Do you know who it's about?
I do not.
Oh, my God.
There's no way.
I haven't even heard of it.
I mean, no, it's fucking, it's amazing. You have no idea who Liberace was, for real?
Okay, yes. I've heard that name, yes.
Let's do it to the mic, Corey. Let's talk.
Yes, I've heard that name.
You've heard, all right, Liberace was a brilliant piano player, cool. But a flaming homosexual. Like, have you ever seen Starscream Live? No.
No.
But when you see them live, you're going to think the singer might be gay.
I mean, okay? I already think that.
What'd you say?
What?
No, I didn't hear what you said.
I said I already think that.
No, but that's my wife. We have sex over there. We had sex today.
You haven't had sex in front of us, though. I think that's what...
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm into that. I'm totally down for that. Like, okay. You don't even know. It's not even a problem in this
episode.
But
three.
Mike told me.
So if you, I lost my thread. Oh, I got it back. Okay. So if you see me, I have flamboyant tendencies and I wear sparkly things. This guy was sparkly from head to fucking toe. Super gay in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. And he died of AIDS in the 80s, which kind of rhymes in a roundabout way. Don't yawn into my microphone, Michael. God damn it.
Sorry.
Telling a story.
I'm sorry.
So anyway, Behind the Candelabra is fucking amazing. He tries to adopt his male lover who's like 18 or 19 when he's like 58. And that's just fucking... Yeah, look at your face. Look at
that.
Yeah,
it's really fucking
he's
weird.
He's like, Lee's trying to adopt me. You know? Yeah, that happened. Great fucking movie. Michael Douglas plays Liberace and Matt Damon is fucking him in the ass in the movie on HBO. And you're just like, this is kind of amazing. Michael Douglas used to be a big fucking star and now he's getting sodomized by Matt Damon. See, I did a reference for your fucking TV show or your fucking radio show you like. Did you even get it?
No.
Really? You listen to Preston and Steve like, Matt Damon. No, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Wow. Okay.
I don't listen to Preston and Steve, so I don't know what you're saying either.
Did you see the fucking movie World Police from South Park? Those
yes.
guys?
Yeah.
So they have like the puppet of Matt Damon. He's like, my name is Matt Damon. Remember
yes.
that?
Yeah.
And now they do that on the Preston and Steve show. And now we do it on the Vex on Vex show. Oh, that's so sad.
How you have fallen.
Not really. I can get back.
My favorite part of that movie, though, was the puppet sex.
The puppet sex was, like, glorious, was it not? You know where I saw that? Man's Chinese Theater on the fucking Strip.
Yeah?
In L.A. We were. Nice. It was a day off. We weren't playing. I'm like, let's go see World Police. And it was fucking hysterical. It was hysterical. Puppets fucking. Puppets fucking. And, okay. Listen, if you're listening to the Vex on Vex podcast, this is a spoiler for World Police. So, shh. Don't listen. But... Remember when he's like, suck my cock, Jim. Jim, suck my cock. At the end of the movie? You don't remember this, do you?
No.
All right. The actor guy runs away, and then he comes back to save everybody, and he goes to the old man to get the stuff, and he's like, you know you can prove it to me, Jim? You can prove it to me if you suck my cock. Right? And they show him kind of put his head down. It's all creepy. If he would have come up and white shit run out of his mouth, that would have been the ultimate thing, and they didn't do it. They didn't do that. They just like kind of simulate
this opportunity.
I know.
Vex
right?
is letting every puppet filmmaker out there know.
You want the white stuff to come out of
yeah.
him.
Yeah. He needs the money shot.
You need the money. Not the money shot. Like, all
the
right.
Money after shot.
Did you ever see the movie Heathers?
Yeah.
Remember when she's like the chick they kill, the first Heather, the blonde Heather who has the red bow?
Okay.
She blows the college guy at the dorm and then she looks in the mirror and then she spits it into the fucking, onto the glass, the cum shot out of her mouth. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? My
I
wife
do,
remembers.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of shit you need from the puppet. I don't want to see the actual coming in the mouth. I want to see the puppet reacting to the cum pouring out of its mouth. Like, that's where we're at.
Like a cream pie
shop. Like, no, that's not a cream pie. My wife's trying to yell into the microphones. Corey, you got to interrupt here. You got to help us. Say
hey, Corey,
something.
Tell us about your first cream pie shop.
Oh, man, that's a long story.
So how long were you seeing this woman before you fornicated with her?
Instantly.
Lies.
I mean, not really.
So you walked off the plane and pulled your
true.
Dick out?
That's
like,
not true. I mean, no, that's not true.
How long?
Wait, is that not what you do when you get off a plane? This is why I was on a no-fly list.
No, so we had actually talked several months before I actually planned a trip down to see her. And I mean, when I did see her, I saw her in all way possible. So,
did you wear a condom?
No.
See, you didn't, did you? Now, see, when we first had our first discussion many moons ago.
I recall.
They don't wear condoms anymore.
I'm not a condom.
I mean, I'm old. I'm married. I'm wearing condoms. I want another kid anyway. I don't give a fuck. She's the one who's with the kid. But that's the point. The bottom line is that I do not wear Captain Trojan. That is not how I'm rolling anymore. And you didn't either. And you just met this girl. What if she gave you the hibs? What if you got chlamydia? You don't know. What about herpes? Do you want herpes on your dick?
No, I do not.
Fuck no, man. Herpes would be bad. You know, knock on some fucking wood.
But that's why you have to teach me.
I have to teach you about the herpes? No. I'm not going to show you my dick, man. I mean, I know you want to see it.
You have herpes?
So wait. I don't.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever had an STD, Corey?
No, I have not.
Vex?
Yes. What about you?
Who's the one wrong?
Yes, of course.
Now, we're going right back.
So, I shouldn't have sounded so excited. Yes, I am. Actually, goddamn right, I do.
So wait, Corey, have you ever been tested? Because you might have something I have no fucking idea.
I mean, no, I haven't been tested, but I feel like I would have known by now.
Does the girlfriend go to the gynecologist?
Yes.
That's what I used to do. I'd be like, look, I'm filthy. I'm fucking filthy. And I'm going to fuck my girlfriend. And if I give it to her, she'll go to the doctor. I'll find out what I got. I get fixed. That's really how I used to do it. Just, that was my thing. So, yeah, I am okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's get a new level of honesty on the Vex and Vex podcast.
I don't know. The last level, you got pretty upset with me about all my bands. I was crying over
here.
No,
they sucked, though. Yeah, let's reread the list. Like,
no, we don't have to.
Your number five is Bullet for My Valentine. I don't mind that band. That's okay. I was okay with that. Rob Zombie, he's okay. Linkin Park's fucking sad, man. Like, all right, he kills himself, right? Yeah. How'd you feel about that?
I didn't care.
You didn't give a fuck.
No.
Even I was a little sad that he killed himself.
I mean, it's tragic when people kill themselves, but I wasn't per se interested in the information.
There's a guy named Donnie who you have no idea who he is. He's white. He's a rapper, air quotes. He works with me. He landscapes with my company and he roofs with my company. And Donnie, because he's a rapper, air quotes, is obsessed with conspiracy theories. Like obsessed. Like we'll pick him up, he'll get in the work truck and he'll be like, dude, listen. It's the bloodlines. And I'm like, what the fuck are you saying? It's 8 o'clock in the morning. What are you always like, man, if you go back to the beginning of time, it's the same bloodlines that formed every single war we've ever been in ever. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, Donnie. Like, I feel like I'm in that fucking Big Lebowski movie. We're like, Donnie, shut the fuck up.
Okay, yeah.
That's my life. So anyway, my point is, yes, I'm laughing. Okay, I got my thread. I got my fucking thread. You ready? Donnie gets in my truck and tries to explain to me in great detail that the guy from Linkin Park was killed by the man, air quotes, the man, because he's trying to expose child molestation throughout the world. And he claimed, that Chris Cornell, you probably don't even know the fuck that is, do you? Look at your face. No idea who Chris Cornell is.
Wow. It was actually his best friend. Right. Well, they were friends. He's in Soundgarden. Am I correct?
Let's put it this way. He was in Soundgarden. He did. So Chris Cornell was also fighting against child molestation. So Donnie, air quotes, theory is that fucking the same people who killed Chris Cornell magically went and found fucking Chester Bennington and killed him on Chris Cornell's birthday. Gentlemen, discuss. What do you think?
The pedophile mafia?
The pedophile mafia. To see? So here's this is a callback to the previous podcast with all the weird background noise. You have Bull Dyke Economics, followed by Pedophilia Mafia. That's a tour. I would go see that tour.
I would also. No one says that. Tour.
You can't not laugh into the microphone and just laugh into the thin air. Like you got to fucking react. Goddamn.
I mean, go see the tour. Just maybe.
As long as Pansy Division's on the tour, I'll go.
That's a winner. Trifecta, motherfucker. Dude. Bull Dyke Economics, band of the future. Band of the future.
I feel like if anyone from Pansy Division listens to this, just make a song called that. We'll be happy.
We'll be grateful. Actually, we'll sue you tremendously. Bold Like Economics is trademarked and intellectual property of the Vex on Vex podcast. Thank you. Available to you on the Loud and Loaded Network and the Podbean application on your phone.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So we're back. We're on STIs.
Yes.
Not using condoms.
What's an STI?
And that's a sexually transmitted infection.
Seriously? Because it was always D's back in the day. D's nuts! No, I'm just kidding.
No, they're no longer D's.
That's why they stopped doing it.
It's dirty women that give them to you, so there's no D's involved. Huh? No one likes
that. I mean, that's very possible.
We all read the Bible, we know.
So your generation doesn't give a flying fuck about AIDS, do you? You don't care.
I mean, I'm sure people care, yes.
But no, but like you're a typical young man, you know, you're not really fornicating a great deal. You have a girl. Did you cheat on your girlfriend?
No.
You wouldn't say it on here if you did.
I was going to say, yeah.
I mean, I might say it on here if I did, but no, I do not.
I don't cheat on my wife.
Today or?
It's really rare for me not to cheat on my wife, by the way. That's why the second wife left, frankly. So that's the third wife and I don't cheat because she would kill me. She's Puerto Rican. I'd wake up dead.
I can attest to that, actually.
True story.
See, he has not cheated on you.
I have not.
As of this recording. Dun, dun, dun. Plus, if it happens on the road, it doesn't count. We all know that.
Yeah, explain that to Jay. I fucking dare you.
Jay, when you're on tour, there are different rules for relationships. There are just things you have to do for the fans.
Now, I want to cut this out. Weren't you going to make a record for my wife? Didn't you tell her that?
Yeah.
And you never fucking did it.
It's true. She said she didn't want to sign with me.
Is that true, Jay?
So I think, to be fair, at the time when I was making this pitch to her, I was sitting on a person in your backyard.
Well, and you were inebriated as fuck.
Me?
You drank a lot of Jack Daniels that night.
I did drink a lot, but I was sitting on a person, too. And I think that gave the wrong impression.
What color was that person?
I don't see color.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I don't see color.
What color skin did that person have?
I don't recall.
You don't recall? Stormy Daniels, I don't recall. any fucking, what do you guys think? Like, Trump banged a porn star and then gave her a gag thing. What do you guys think about that?
I hate all Trump news.
Why?
I hate Trump so much.
Why?
Because he's embarrassing as fuck. He's the leader of our country right now. And
well, Congress exists, though.
He's the face of our country. So, he had an argument with the North Korean leader about who has the biggest nuclear weapon button.
Well, we're all aware of this. Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't an argument. It was more of like a Twitter discussion.
Discussion. They more like, oh, no, I got a bigger one, dude. Like, fuck you.
Well, mathematically, there's a lot more nuclear weapons that the United States possesses than North Korea.
Oh, sure.
That's what he meant. Mm. Like I'm on Fox News. He didn't say
anything. I mean, so my thing is, I don't trust either side of our democratic system.
They're both fucked. And you know it's a republic, it's not a democratic system. Did you know that? We have a republic.
We are a representative democracy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're a representative mm-hmm. democracy.
So like, good example, the popular vote doesn't win all the time. That's fucked up, man.
That is fucked up.
That could be a flawed system, especially in the time of Twitter.
I mean, I at the same time though, what's difficult, so people are fucking stupid.
Yes.
So as much as I would love to sit here and be like, it should just be the popular vote, I feel like I could run for president and just be like, listen, if everybody votes for me, I'll give you all $1,000 in tax time and I'll win the election.
Well, you're running. I saw in a film on Amazon.
Oh yeah, no. But I meant if the popular vote counted. Like, that's all you'd have to do. You'd have to promise everyone something. People are fucking stupid. They'll go out and vote for you.
They're fucking stupid.
If you're listening to this, chances are you're fucking stupid. Not you, because you're good, but somebody in your house is fucking stupid.
Probably a majority of people in your house are.
All right, just so we are crystal fucking clear, the Vex on Vex podcast does not support the opinions of anybody who appears on this goddamn show.
But he also agrees secretly.
No, I don't. I got to be honest. Humanity overall is mildly flawed, but I believe in my heart and in the core of everything that love wins out. Like the guy, Trump's fucked, right? He honestly believes in his heart that he's right. He's not right. We're not fucking not stupid. But he thinks he's right. He doesn't think he's fucking us over. He doesn't think he's wrecking anything. He really believes he's right. Like, I think Hitler was like, no, I get it. Fuck these Jews. I think we're going to be okay.
Well, it's kind of sad when you have to compare our president to fucking Hitler.
I didn't start the comparison, mate. It's pretty obvious. I overdo that. It's, my wife tells me all the time that I exaggerate. But, like, I'll have a conversation with someone, and they'll be like, they stub my toe or something, right? With a tool at work. And they're like, I didn't mean to do it. I'm like, so if I shoot you in the chest and go, I didn't mean to do it, does it count? Well, that's a big fucking stretch from stubbing my toe. You understand?
I actually do the same exact thing.
Wow, we have a lot in
common. Exaggerating. That's weird. Makes me borderline uncomfortable.
Then they need it quiet.
Time to turn the lights off.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so when we were trying to figure out what the background noise was on the fucking podcast, we had the lights off. My wife's like, why are the lights off? La, 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 la. And the reason the lights were off is we had perhaps thought that the lights were feeding back, but they weren't. No, my computer not. Fucking updated itself and reset all the settings and fucked everything up. Isn't that nice when it updates?
It's great.
I don't understand that conceptually. The updating thing just fucking kills me. So,
Michael. Messes me up because I'm usually like jerking off to some women hitting each other and then.
Please update or we're going to shut your computer off.
Here's a great question.
Sure.
At what age, Corey, and how did you discover pornography and in what capacity?
Oh, fuck.
That's a new question we're going to add to the podcast going forward, Michael.
I like it.
Ooh, I'm going to.
You're shit. Like humming okay, into my on, microphone on, and touching yourself.
It's like, all right, so let me see. I remember that time.
I want to say the first time I ever came across pornography, I think I was in third or fourth grade.
Okay.
So I might have been 9 or 10 at the time.
Okay.
And somebody had disposed of a pornographic magazine in the park that was directly behind my house.
Okay.
So all the pages were scattered, so like obviously I was like, oh, why is all this trash over here? And I went to go investigate.
Wait, a Puerto Rican was picking up trash?
No, I mean,
that's not right, man. Why are you being racist on my shit, man? This affects my
spot. I mean, it was me who did it.
I'm just fucking with you, bro.
So
you went to pick up the trash.
So I went to go, and I was like, oh shit, that's tits.
Now,
and
was it crazy bush, or was it, because it's the 90s, I guess, not 90s, I guess it's like early 2000s, like you don't have that.
Early 2000s. I don't remember it being crazy bush at all, no.
Yeah.
I remember there's this weird football version, but yeah, something like that.
What
yeah,
it
had to be some kind of Playboy magazine or something along the lines, but it was like, it looked lower grade. Like someone bought the cheap porno and they were like, ah, here you go. And it was like weird articles and shit
now,
like that.
Now, did you sustain an erection at this early age seeing the boobers? Like, was it a thing that stimulated you?
Oh, of course, yeah. I actually took the magazine and hid it in my garage.
Did you jerk off to it?
I might have, yes.
You know, you want to hear something fucked up? This is an honest to God story. I had sex before I ever jerked off. Isn't that fucking
what is wrong with you?
I was raised Catholic, right? So they're like, you can't jerk off. Now, this is where it doesn't make any sense in my head. In my mind, I'm allowed to fuck chicks, which is against the rules, but I would never jerk off. Like, I would never masturbate. I'm above that. Fuck that shit. And then I bang, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty neat. Oh, I was like, dude's at home.
Yeah. If you're Catholic, you're not supposed to waste your seed.
I just said that. I just said it, sir. I just agreed. No, I had like fucking, oh man, this is so fucked up. So I bought a 60-pack of Trojan condoms. Okay, now listen. I'm ambitious, obviously, you know? I was 14 years old, and I, like, hid them kind of in my closet. And my mom would still do my laundry because I was 14 years old, and she put my clothes away and shit. So she discovers the condoms, and then she puts them back where she sees them, whatever. So it comes up later at dinner or something. Why? She's like, listen, I understand that you bought contraceptives. I get it. Why would you buy so many? And I'm like, Mom, it was a four-day weekend. No, for real. Like, I'm fucking David Lee Roth obsessed at 14. I'm like, boosty, boosty, bop, skibbity bop. 4-day weekend, mama. Woo! I think she fucking threw her shoe at me. I think that was the reaction. She was like, fuck you, you know? But I don't know, man. She didn't say fuck a lot, but occasionally.
Okay.
When you that really, one got it.
Yeah.
That got it. I
when you
it.
Needed it.
And then so I went, and I was a freshman, and a junior had sex with me. And it was her idea. This is fucked up. She was really pretty and a nice body. Obviously, she was a tramp, right? Because I don't know, she's loose as fuck. She went to the freshman soft hop because it was freshman and sophomore at my school. And she was a junior. And she went there with my friend who's a sophomore. And she, like, came into the men's room and I was in there. And I'm 14. I'm not very fucking sophisticated. And she's like, I want to jump your bones. And back then, I'm like, the fuck does that mean? I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm going to jump my bones. What the fuck? I had to ask somebody, like, oh, she wants to fuck you. I'm like, oh my God, really? Oh, I'd like to fuck her. That'd be great. And then we set it up. And on President's Day, 1990, which was February 19th, which was the day that you launched the Vex on Vex podcast. Did you know that? That was the date.
Yes.
Anyway, I had sexual intercourse in my friend's basement.
Oh.
And I did it. And I didn't feel myself come because it was weird, you know? And then I pulled out, and there was cum in there. So I took one off, put another one on, just kept hammering. Because at 14, it just works that way. You know what I mean?
It does.
And then I got done. And I'm not even kidding. Like, when I was wrapping up the second round, I was like, I want some Tasty Cakes. That would be amazing. As soon as I'm done here, I'm going to go get some fucking Wawa and buy me a Tasty Cake. It's going to be fucking awesome. And that's what I was thinking
about. That's a good afternoon. Shit.
So we really do have similarities because I also fucked somebody in my friend's house.
How old were you?
I was 14.
Corey, you could be my son.
Did you have tasty cakes afterwards?
Oh, wait. I did wear a condom, too. You'd be proud of me.
What kind?
I don't know. Trojan, probably. I don't know.
Still, because Lifestyles were the ones they gave out for free. And then no one tells you this, but Lifestyles break all the fucking time. Whereas Trojans could hang in there. They could take a beating, man. I'm just saying. Don't not laugh on the mic. Laugh on the mic, goddammit. You're like... There you go. Michael, how old were you when you lost your virginity? Not with a guy.
I mean, it wasn't with a priest.
No, I was really late. 16?
That's not late. That's completely normal.
Yeah.
You know why I lost it at 14? You're not going to fucking believe this. I'm sorry to cut off your story. That's your whole thing. 16, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when, like, Bruce Willis was on... You don't, because you weren't alive. When he was on Moonlighting?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was newly famous. And it was like... I don't know why they asked him this in the 80s. Like, so Bruce, how old were you? You lost your virginity. And he's like, I was 14. And that's like sets a number in my head. I was like 12 when I saw this. I was like, I have 2 years. I got to get on this.
I got to be on the same timeline as Bruce Willis. I thought I was really late. And I think part of why I feel it was really late is I had done everything else many, many times by that point and started that, I think, kind of early.
How old?
Probably like... late first grade, early second grade.
Now, this is a weird fucking question. Your stepdaughter is in kindergarten.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. No,
he's like, and this podcast is fucking over right now.
How old were each of you when you comprehended attraction to the other sex?
First grade, yeah, for sure.
First grade.
Mine was kindergarten. That's why I brought it up. We had Melissa. I can't say her last name because the podcast. Her name was Melissa. And I didn't really know her. But we were like in the same fucking kindergarten class, and we had these little tiny desks that kids would sit in, like little chairs and shit. And we would like kick, not play footsies, but like kick each other's feet under the desk. And little Vex was at full attention. He was like, I don't know what's happening, but I'm loving this kicking shit, man. We should do this every fucking day. This is awesome. Do this again. And again, I didn't comprehend sex in any capacity, but I knew I fucking wanted to see her naked. And I did. I did later on that year. The whole like thing in the alley where you're like, show me mine, I'll show you yours, freaked me out. I didn't like it. It was fucking weird. I was like, you know. But
is that the first time you showed someone your little Vex?
Well, unless I was molested, I think that might have been the first, sir. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't count, right?
The molestation? No. I wasn't molested, but
you know. That's unfortunate.
I have a big mouth. I'd have told somebody. Oh my God, so-and-so touched my cock. Oh my God. He laid out. Oh my God. They know. They get the quiet kid. That's how they work. Not that I don't know.
Not to promote you to go after the quiet kid, all you fucking pedophiles.
Yeah, man. That's like the darkest fucking part of humanity. Like, that makes my heart hurt that anybody is so fucked up. And then I read, I researched it a little bit, is when fucking Pete Townsend got caught. You know Pete Townsend?
And then he used research as his excuse. You were like, it's okay to research.
No. I didn't. I read about his story. So, Pete Townsend?
I do know.
You've heard of The Who?
Yes.
Pretty big band. He's the guy. He was the guitar player. He wrote everything. It's really his band. Mm-hmm. He didn't sing, but he wrote everything. And famous, very wealthy. He got caught from, and this is weird. The Howard Stern Show is my reference point for this because I didn't really know. But they said that he got caught online, like really looking at vile, fucked up child pornography. And when they caught him, he was like, oh, well, I was researching a book. So he gave $10 million to his lawyer, and his lawyer got him off, and that's it, everything's fine. But like, that's fucked up. So the theory is, again, I blame it on research. I read about the story. That he might have been molested as a kid. And then he came up with a book, and he was. And that makes you like that. And it's like this cycle that just fucking destroys humanity. Like, little kids are irreparably damaged from this insane nightmare. I don't know.
Yes.
No, I understand that. They definitely would be.
And now that you're a stepfather.
I will fuck anyone. I will kill someone.
I will fuck anyone.
Like, you said that. Those were your words. Yeah,
ladies.
I did one of those things where I didn't quite finish my sentence before I decided to change my thought.
I will fuck anyone. Will you? Yes. My wife gets mad at me to this day because we don't go out socially because I don't let anybody watch this kid. He doesn't. We family watches this kid only.
I'm the same way.
And her mother happens to live very far away because I stole my wife from Delaware and made her come to Philly. And she was cool with it in the beginning. What'd you say?
I said we both stole our women.
Yeah, literally. Mine's from Puerto Rico. Yeah, yeah. Actually, she goes, la, 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 la. That's it. But so we don't go out a lot. because there's no babysitter and I'm not fucking trusting a stranger with this kid because I can't even fathom such. I would go to jail. That'd be worth it. But it wouldn't be worth it because I don't want my kid fucked up. Like, I don't want him to go through that ever. You know what I mean? It's just, it's bad, man. It's bad stuff.
No, I'm the same way. Like, when Summer was in daycare.
Yeah.
Her teachers would be like, I think she has a crush on that boy. It's so funny. And we kind of play and along with it. And
you're like, I will fuck anyone.
And I'm like, don't you fucking play along with that shit. I'll kill you if you let her have anything. I'll kill you. Kill you right now.
I know. All right, this is awful. I discussed this with Mike off air many, many times. My stepson, who is not my child, has a tremendous weenus. Like, it's tremendous. Like, I know. And I know girls know. Like, they don't stay. I guess they see it through his pants or whatever. So, like.
It's DBR.
It's dick to body ratio. It's just gigantic. Like, it's too big. I'm like, and it's just going to get bigger, you know, because he's a little kid. So, I know he's going to have a fun time, is what I'm trying to say, right?
Right.
He was fucking 4 years old, and he was in, nursery school, whatever he was. Right? Yeah. He's in nursery school. No, what was it? It's preschool. Thank you. So he's 4 years old. He's in preschool. I'm still dating my wife. He's not my stepson or anything at this point. We walk into her apartment. We have a bunch of bags. There's like five or six little girls. And when he walks in, like, hello, Benjamin. Ah! And his name is Benjamin. And they're just like, they circle him. And I'm like, do they know about his giant dick? Like, is that what it is? Like, and they were older girls.
They sense
so it. He was four. These bitches are like seven, and they're like, hey, baby. And I was, and she didn't really notice it. My wife,
cougars.
Cougars, for real. They must know, because it's just going to get bigger, dude. So his dick to body ratio is tremendous. He's going to have a great life. I'm so proud of him. I think it's the greatest thing ever. It's just true. And like, and I tell my wife all the time. I'm like, and so he goes to school with a lot of girls, and they're all like, hello. I'm telling you, dude, it's gonna get crazy. I'm gonna come home from work, and he's gonna be fucking random chicks in that fucking room over there, right over there. And
he's like 9 years old.
And I wouldn't be mad. I'd be like, yeah, but all right, nice. You know you gotta stop because I'm home, right? But yeah, good job.
I mean, I'll be home in 10 minutes, okay?
Text him, I'm coming home now. Fuck, put your dick away. Kick out Sally.
I'm coming, sis, so should you.
No, I'm not the creepy guy. I'm just saying. I'm just telling you. And I know his mother, and she's a minx, if you will. Like, she likes that stuff. So it's in his blood, man. Like, he's going to be fucking.
He's going to go wild.
He's going to tear these fucking women apart. He's going to be
like, Dad, guess what I did today? I fucked every girl in my school already.
Yes. Fucking A. Yes. I'm so proud of him. I'm excited.
I'm going to be the opposite way.
I just hope he likes girls, because you don't know. You know what I'm saying? He's a little kid. It could go a weird fucking way, but they'll like him too, I guess. It's fucking huge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you should be worried. Like,
oh, I 100%.
Ours is 7, yours is 5. He'll find her. I'll be like,
oh, he will not.
How you doing? He's like, I'm the son of a roofer. Sort of. I have my dad's caddy. Want to hang out? Yeah. Aren't you 9? Yeah.
Stole the car.
You know, because his mother fucking stole cars a lot.
Really? Well, yes. You did say Puerto Rican, right?
Yeah, she is Puerto Rican.
Well, I'm not going to say anything, but it's very easy for us to do so.
Excuse me? So you're inferring because of your not-so-white skin?
Dang, we're that pretty
you can
stealthy.
Pilfer. All right, can I tell you my Star Wars fucking theory that I said on, like, episode fucking 2, I think? Or is it episode 3?
Yes, let's hear this.
It's fucking creepy. All right. And this is a joke. I'm gonna precursor this. This is not my actual fucking opinion on the Vex on Vex podcast. However, the Jawas are the Puerto Ricans in the world of Star Wars, because they were like stealing hubcaps and junk all over fucking. This is set in the 70s, by the way. Okay, the Sand People would be the African Americans because they're very, very angry. What are your thoughts?
I can see that almost immediately.
Isn't that fucked up? Like, when you say
especially
that way,
because when you hear the Jawas, they're like. That's totally, it's just like a fucking reference.
So I just want to say, as a rich white guy, I have no opinion on this.
Yeah, this isn't my opinion. I'm just saying this is something I read on the interweb.
And if you notice, the sand people are definitely deeper voiced. They're like, my God.
The only way it would have been worse if there was a basketball somewhere in the region of it. Like, that could have, like, hurt it. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Is that too far? Should we delete that part of the podcast?
No, just to bring this full circle, and I mentioned this on another podcast. Corey's a big Star Wars fan as well.
I am.
And so is his girlfriend, since we already brought her up.
Oh, no.
But he already knows where this is going. she's a fan of the prequels and specifically Phantom Menace.
So this is actually...
What the fuck is wrong with your girlfriend?
So this is actually a long-going fight between her and Mike because she said she liked the first Star Wars and he was like...
Episode 4, yes, the
first Star Wars. That's what she meant. Oh. But he was like, oh, episode 1? And she was like, yeah, the first one.
Episode 4.
Right. But you know, the wording in the conversation. I was like,
do you mean episode 1?
So you're just being a dickhead. Like, she doesn't really mean the fucking...
No, she loves it. She loves Phantom Menace. It's her favorite movie.
No, okay, I would love it if it was. I would be like, sit down. You like fucking Jar Jar Binks? What's wrong with you?
Oh, God,
it's
no.
Like, you know,
Jar Jar tattoo.
That's like being in the Blink 182. Like, that's what that's like. Like, there's such a fucking love.
That's why you guys work so well. Yeah. You like Blink 182.
And Jar Jar. She likes Jar Jar. Jar Jar was the Sith the whole time. You never heard of that theory?
I heard the theory. Oh, actually, all right, hold on. I've had an episode already that was the Star Wars episode. Me and Robot had discussed it in great detail. Corey, I want to ask you a question.
Sure, what's up?
Episode 8.
Okay.
What was your opinion of that film?
Oh, man. Okay, so when I first watched it, I was extremely let down. I was pretty upset, honestly. I was like, holy fuck.
Why?
Well, let's just explain that whole casino scene as a bunch of waste of space.
No. Take the casino scene out. I agree 100%. Right. I could do without the whole fucking thing. Oh, but God, you had to have him want to bang the Asian
shit. I totally disagree, though. I like the casino part.
No, you didn't. Shut up.
I did.
Well, tell me why.
Well, I did a whole podcast about this.
Yeah, you can tell me on my fucking podcast.
That's what I'm going to do, though. But I liked it. I understand why people didn't like it because it doesn't match visually or the tone of the rest of the Star Wars franchise in any way. But it's universe expansion.
I don't dislike it because of that. It just went nowhere. It was like this fucking unnecessary storyline.
So here's my thing. One of my favorite things about the Star Wars is they can mention something without having to explicitly explain it. They could have just said, hey, they went to a casino world and then they got what they needed. That would have been totally fine with me. I don't need to see all that bullshit.
But you needed like 20 minutes to film the movie.
They had a pretty long movie without it already.
That's a good point.
I just don't understand how that's anybody's problem with it. And Luke drinks the milk from the manatee thing.
That's fucking awesome.
That's amazing.
What?
That is full circle.
So many horrible memes about it. It's disgusting.
What? Thank you. No, thank you. It's fucking
so
disgusting.
No, you got when people live off the land. Do you hate Native Americans?
Jay, you're off mic. Stop yelling your Puerto Rican stuff off microphone for all of our listeners to hear. No one knows what you're saying. Jay's my wife. Says we hear. That's all you hear. No one knows. If you come to the microphone, baby, come over and talk. But don't yell it from across the room.
You're welcome goodness. To come and share my microphone as long as you hate the milk.
No, so, that was an amazing scene.
No, the milk scene is fucking disgusting.
It's fucking awesome. It's full fucking circle. He had blue milk back in the day in Star Wars Episode 4.
Listen, it was good.
Full circle, motherfucker.
I don't know, even know how close to death I would need to be before I'd start milking giraffe manatees.
All right, stop. I got a fight with her. Corey, why are you let down in movie one? Casino scene, take it out. What else do you got?
So that's the thing. When I first watched it, I was really upset. And then when I watched the whole Kylo Ren fighting Emperor Snoke or whatever, I was let down by that because of how easy it was for him. And then after the movie and stuff like that, I started to really think about these things and what they entailed and how they connected themselves to the Star Wars movies and storyline in general. And after that, I kind of really started to like it because killing Snoke is very similar to the way that Palpatine was killed and stuff like that in Episode 6, because both of their apprentices turned on them. In different ways.
That's every Sith ever. What the fuck are you talking about? Every single Sith. Who killed the Emperor?
His apprentice.
Darth fucking Vader.
Darth Vader.
Right? Mm-hmm. Who'd the Emperor kill? His boss.
Right, his boss. And that's
Darth Sidious.
And that's when I started to put it into more terms regarding the other films. I was like, holy fuck, no, this was actually brilliant.
No, but the letdown? Hold on, we're gonna deconstruct this. So the letdown is in the fucking throne room scene because it was too easy. That's your opinion?
Well, that was my initial opinion. I was like, man, there wasn't enough here. I wanted something more.
Those guards were brutal motherfuckers and tried to kill the shit out of it. And that was a cool scene.
No, the fighting and all that choreographed was amazing. I loved the fighting scene in general. It was just a disappointed in the side thing to everything.
Well, here's a question. Do you believe in your heart that Snoke's dead?
That's a tricky question because a lot of people theorize he's Palpatine's old Sith.
Darth Sidious.
Darth Sidious.
I asked you a question. Do you believe in your heart, sir? I feel like an interviewer. I'm like, sir, is he dead?
I don't think so. I think he's going to make another reappearance, but I can't be 100% sure, of course.
So we watched it in theater. My wife is way smarter than me. Way fucking smarter. I'm sitting there. I'm eating popcorn. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Right? And she's, like, watching details, right? Things I completely missed. I'll give you an example. When Luke Skywalker appears at the end.
Right.
He doesn't have footprints on the snow.
Correct.
So he's like the fucking, he's like the Force ghost, but not a ghost. Yes, like the, whatever. He was an apparition. She noticed that shit. I didn't notice it.
If you also notice, he was using the original lightsaber that they had just broken.
No, I didn't notice. Yes. But of course I get that later, right? Because I watched it again.
I didn't notice the footprints, but I saw the saber. I was like, how the fuck
is that possible? That was broken, right? Yeah. So that's A, right? Maybe Snoke wasn't even there, bro.
I mean, there's a possibility.
But then Jay, my wife, says, she's like, no. Because when the lasers shoot Luke Skywalker, nothing happens. When the lightsaber goes through Snoke, he splits in half.
True.
And that's physically reacting to the outside thing. But then someone said to me, Robot actually, my co-host, Mike is so bored, fuck him. Robot said to me, what if Snoke has robot legs like fucking Darth Maul? Because when Darth Maul got cut in half, he comes back in canon, right? So that's a possibility. And you're like, maybe he does. You know what I mean? But
especially if he really is Darth Sidious, then there's definitely that possibility that he's cheated death before. He can probably easily do it again.
Well, if he is Darth Sidious. And then there's more to it. So were you disappointed by the Luke situation? Because you didn't say you were.
No, actually.
You liked it?
Everybody, when we left the theater, was like, what the fuck was with Luke that whole time? I was like, no, I totally get that. And like, I understand everything that he did and why he did all of that shit.
For me, he became Yoda.
Right.
And that's what's up.
And the scene with him and Yoda was probably one of my favorite scenes, especially when he calls down the lightning. Oh, dude, I was fucking eating that shit up. But
my point is that if you remember, I watched Empire literally before you guys got here. I was literally watching it on TV, like no bullshit, like minutes before you arrived. That's why the fucking Adult Walker was out. My stepson was playing with it. So the thing of it is, Yoda tells Luke to go the fuck away. He's like, go away, you're too fucking old. And that is what Luke Skywalker was doing in this film, so I understand that. It makes sense to me. He comes back in the day, he's the hero at the end, and that's kind of fucking cool. They show you that the dice disappear that he gave to Leia. Remember? Right. They vanish when he vanishes. Now, this is my million-dollar question in reference to the Star Wars franchise for our little friend Corey, because Mike does not give a flying fuck anymore.
We're nerding out. I like Star Wars. I
love Star Wars.
Who is Rey?
So that's been such a huge conversation.
Just answer the fucking question.
I don't know who Rey is, and your opinion. Want her to be a Skywalker. I really do not want her
to be. So you didn't hear this theory I'm about to tell you?
That she's Obi-Wan's daughter?
No, okay. I'm not dumb. I
was going to say,
Obi-Wan's been dead for 30 fucking years.
I
know,
that's what I was going to say.
She's not even 30 years old. Come on, I'm not a retard. Now, Michael, who do you think Rey is?
I really, really hope that she's nobody.
Okay.
Just like Kylo Ren.
I feel like Kylo Ren lies to her in that 100%. Scene. 100%. All right. I have to lay this out properly. This is not my theory. I've adopted it, and I like the theory, but there's a couple of reasons. I'm going to explain them to both of you, and I want to hear your honest-to-God reactions. The entire Star Wars universe has always been a Palpatine in the fucking foreground or the background against a Skywalker. That's it. Palpatine was the evil fucking guy, and he was raging against fucking Luke Skywalker, right? That's the whole fucking gig. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, and it's before that. So when Palpatine turns Darth Vader, he's still fighting against Padme, who's not really a Skywalker, but you know what I'm saying? Like that. So that's
and they were married, so.
Oh, yeah. So that's the parallel, right? Mm-hmm. Rey is Palpatine's granddaughter. Because now it will be the same universe of a Skywalker versus a Palpatine, except now the dark side is the Skywalker and the light side is the Palpatine.
Holy shit, that's actually blowing my mind right now.
Now, there's more. How good are you in the prequels? Do you know your shit?
Yeah, I'm pretty good with them.
I mean, how does Palpatine do his sword?
How does he do his sword?
He stabs!
Yes, he puts it out, and his holding of it is always so awkward.
Have you ever seen anyone stab ever?
Yeah, Rey. You see, besides for them, Rey.
That's it. And the first time she picks it up, she stabs.
Not only that, but if you in episode 7, she's so easy at manipulating people's minds, which kind of could be a callback to Palpatine.
She could be a Palpatine, which would explain everything. Which would be crazy. It'd be a full circle. You're still having Palpatine versus Skywalker.
And then Star Wars is always a balance between the light and the dark. Exactly. And that would even balance out the whole families in general. That'd be balancing their light and dark sides as well.
Because if you're the blood of Palpatine and he's killed, whoever has you is going to stash you and just leave you somewhere to fucking not be found. Fuck that.
And the fact that she would be force sensitive would also make sense because...
And then that's my theory. My wife, again with her infinite brilliance, sincerely, picks up that at the end of episode 8, the little kid who's nobody makes the fucking broom dance out of his hand. Which kind of kills my theory. You know what I mean? Now, J.J. Abrams is coming back for episode 9.
Yes.
Different world. Different director. I hope that she's a Palpatine. Michael, what do you think?
So I definitely think she's going to be somebody. I just think that that's sort of a cop-out, though. Like, I really do want her to be nobody.
How's that a cop-out? I want her to be nobody.
Because it expands the universe further if just anybody can kind of become a part of it.
Well, that's what they did with the little boy in the end of the scene. He's just come some...
Did they, though? Because then if they have her be a Palpatine, they could always come back and say, like, he's somehow related to somebody.
He was like a Luke Ballhair that, like, morphed.
Yeah. Right.
Well, so that's why I actually didn't want her to be a Skywalker.
I don't think she is, bro.
I was like, this can't happen.
He doesn't know who the fuck she is.
Right, and then nobody knows, and, like, unless they're really going the long con, like, come on. They would have said something by now.
I
know.
You don't know. We don't know because it's only the second movie. There's a third fucking installment, so we don't know what's going to happen. We know Finn's not force sensitive. You know, he's a fucking he was a stormtrooper. I don't know, man. I like
the Palpatine idea a lot. If that was
not my theory, but good.
Right. If that is the case, I would be satisfied with
the
that.
The fucking lightsaber gives it away for me.
Right.
Because I've watched these movies hundreds of times in my life. Nobody's ever fucking stabbed, and the first time she picks it up. That's what she does. Now, because Palpatine was a Sith, Obi-Wan is speaking to Rey in episode 7, remember?
Yes.
That would make sense to me. Like, they want to keep this very powerful bloodline from going to the dark side. And that's kind of interesting. Michael, stop touching your fucking phone. It's like hanging out with my wife. Me and my wife watch a movie, and she's like, la, 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 on her fucking phone, playing video games.
I can't stand that either.
Hey, it kills me in my heart, man. Goddamn.
Be fully here, please.
Yes, Michael.
I am fully here.
No, you're like falling asleep. It's daylight savings time.
I am not. Is it daylight savings time?
Yeah, literally. You think it's midnight?
Did my clock change?
It's gonna. it's really gonna itself, like in mine. A few minutes, actually. So, as we are recording this, it's 11:53 p.m. on Saturday, March the 10th. At midnight, I think it fucking becomes 1 a.m. very quickly. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. So anyway, that's our Star Wars thing. What do you guys think?
Oh, I love Star Wars, and that would be brilliant. I think that would be cleverly written if it was that way.
I like the Star Wars movies. I think that that's better than her somehow being a Skywalker, but she's going to be somebody.
So the only reason why if she was nobody, I'm fine with that as well. Like, I'm not going to be upset about that at all. But when that whole scene when Kylo Ren's like, you're nobody... He's definitely trying to manipulate her, so I think he's trying to bring
dishonest.
Her. Yeah, it felt dishonest because he's trying to bring her down. He's like, "No, you need me because you're nobody. Without me, you wouldn't be anybody.
You're not even in this fight."
Right? Exactly. You don't even count. Go f*** yourself. Like,
he was trying to bang her. He's like, "Hey, this is me with no shirt on. How you doing?"
I know, man.
I was a Marine. Did you know that? She's like, "Really? Aren't you the guy from Lucky Logan?" Yeah, it was me too. I had no hand in that movie, but trust me, baby, my hands work in this movie. All right, we're well over an hour. Is there anything else you guys want to discuss?
I just hope that with the next Star Wars movie, the Cloverfield creature pops out.
The fuck is wrong with you?
To tie it all together.
No. What's wrong with you?
No.
I hope there's GD. No casino. And my wife laughs in the background.
J.J. Abrams.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, people listening to this podcast, we have hosted for 2 episodes in a row, Gentlemen from Pagan. This is Corey to my left.
Hello.
And this is Mike Balinski to my right.
Hey.
He also manages a band called Starscream, just saying.
They're good. I like them.
Good
kids. Who are they?
The singer's gay, but beyond that, good dudes.
That's why I manage them.
Yeah. So thank you guys for hanging out.
Managed to fuck that
Oh,
singer.
Wait. Keep talking. I'll wait for you. This is your podcast. I forgot. Now, he was yawning for 10 minutes. Now he's like,
now he wants to talk.
I'm going
to
fuck the singer. Anyway. Thank you guys for hanging out. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is the Vex and Vex podcast. This is VexX telling you to stay frosty.